Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. Emily Martin on the air today with the Box H Park in Fairview. And big news for the Box H Park. Emily, you've been working on this playground upgrade for a couple of years, and it sounds like it's all coming together now.
It really is. I am so excited. You know, you and I have had several interviews over the last year as we've talked about this project, and today is the best moment ever to be able to finally come and say, we have purchased the equipment and it is coming.
That's fantastic. Yeah, you go back to all the fundraisers that you've done, from cookbooks to drive-in movies to everything, and it's all coming together now. So equipment's purchased. Is it on its way, or what's the timeline there?
So we're currently in production and anticipating that we will get a spring arrival of that equipment. So we're just waiting for our Wyoming winter to end so that we can move forward, picking a date and really ironing out the rest of the details.
Perfect. So last year you released the artist rendering of what the equipment would be. Is it pretty close to what that was as it was released?
Yes, there is some color variation that is different from that, but everything else is pretty much identical.
Okay, so for those that didn't see the rendering, tell us what this equipment will be like, the playground.
So we have a very large structure that has multiple slides, very colorful. It's high, tall, off the ground. And then we've got a toddler structure. This will be the only toddler structure in the Upper Valley. And it has a slide, lots of sensory type boards for smaller kids to play on. Then there's a swing set that will have regular saddle swings, a toddler swing, and a tire swing as well.
Very cool. So once the equipment is here, do they know about how long it takes to install and what that process looks like?
So we're actually going to do a community build, and it's anticipated we will finish in less than 24 hours.
Oh, wow. So it goes quick then.
Yeah.
All hands on deck though, right?
Exactly.
Absolutely. Emily Martin in studio at the Box H Park. So the first thing you do before you put the new one in is get the old one out, right? What are the plans there?
So we currently have three pieces of equipment that will need to be relocated and find a new home. And so we are going to host an auction to auction off those three items. Those items include the large structure that has the two slides, the monkey bars, the swings. There's a smaller set that's farther to the south that has one slide, monkey bars, and swings, and then the notorious big tall slide.
Yes, it is notorious. It really is. So if I'm understanding this correctly, you're going to hold this auction and people can actually buy these and put them like in their own backyard. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, because we live in Wyoming. Why wouldn't you? Right. And so we're going to host it on Facebook, on our Facebook page. And it'll just be a live auction that'll be live for 10 days. And people can just get on and place their bid. The highest bid at the closing minute gets to come and remove it themselves.
I love it. Very great. Remove and install themselves, right?
Yes.
What are the dates for this auction and how do people find the page?
So we are going to open the auction on Friday, March 1st, and that will open at 8 a.m. There will be three separate posts with each piece of equipment, the description, a picture of that, and then we'll close Saturday, March 9th at 8 p.m. And our Facebook page is Fairview Box H Park, and you'll be able to find all the details.
All right. So highest, and you're auctioning all three of those pieces off individually, correct?
Individually, yes.
Okay. And proceeds go back to the Box H Park, I'm assuming, to use for everything that is needed for it to keep the Box H running, right?
Everything that is needed. We do have a lot of needs, but truthfully, we feel like we're in a really good place and we've really got some exciting things coming that moving forward for the park, and the community is really going to get excited.
Emily, when you look back over we had you on the air a couple of years ago and you're talking about why you decided to launch into this playground project. What is it like for you now personally to see it all come around and come together and this close to being done and actually happening?
It is so thrilling. I really have put my heart and soul into this project, but I couldn't do it alone. And I've had a great board who has stood beside me and helped support. And the community rallied and really got on board with this. This project was not a one-man job. It took the whole community to bring this to pass, and it has really been a privilege and an honor to be a part of and to watch and just witness the miracle. It's so exciting.
You're right. It does take a whole community, but there still has to be someone to spearhead it. So thank you for being that person.
I'll be your crazy anytime.
To make that happen. So, I don't know if it's too early to start talking about the next project. Maybe you're not quite ready for that, but what's next for the Box H?
It might be too early, but we do have some future plans. Maybe we'd really like to bring something back that we've done in the past that people really, really enjoyed. And so we're in the depths of working through that and trying to make that feasibly possible. We've really talked about replacing the lights and getting something more efficient there. This isn't the end for the Box H. This really is just the beginning. We're really trying to create a community home that people can come and belong and meet their neighbors and just feel like that they really belong to something and that there's a place for them.
Absolutely. That's Emily Martin, Box H Park Board of Directors. And again, that fundraiser or the auction for the playground equipment, give us the details and logistics on that again.
So it opens on Friday, March 1st at 8 a.m. It closes Friday, March 9th at 8 p.m. And that is hosted on our Facebook page, which is Fairview Box H Park.
Emily Martin with the Box H Park Board of Directors. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SBI Radio Network.